This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us right now live in studio, former NFL veteran. He played with the Kansas City Chiefs. He played with the San Francisco 49ers. Washington, I think they were still the Redskins at that point. I can't remember.
Both.
They were both. Oh, so you played for the Redskins and the football team.
And the Washington football team. Yep.
That is Alex Smith. Alex, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. Good to be in. Good to be in a studio in person.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome to see you. Yeah. How you feeling?
Good. I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so lucky. Like, I mean, the fact that, like, I mean, I'm walking around. I don't feel like there's anything I can't do, you know, for the most part. Most part pain-free, which we'll get to is why I'm here. But yeah, man, I got my kids. Like, it's fun. I'm enjoying the off season right now, being a dad mostly. Yeah, life is good.
Yeah, you played quarterback and I played running back. But when I retired, I said to myself, I want to be able to play with my kids as I get older.
Yep.
Can you run? Can you like run around? Can you do all those things? Because we all remember your injury and how devastating it was and felt and could have been for your career. And obviously, you came back and played. But like, can you do all those things?
Yes. You know, it looks different. It looks different. Yes, I can. And then, you know, when I had to play with a brace, like I have drop foot permanently amongst a bunch of other things. And so if I wanted to, like I would strap up this carbon fiber brace and it looks a lot better than when I'm running. But you know what? For the most part, like, no, I don't have to wear much and I get around and I like the human body is amazing. And, you know, the ability to adapt, compensate. Right, like other stuff, you get better and better, and you know, especially I think it takes more time than you think. Like I feel like I'm stronger now. Like listen, I'm better now than when I played, without a doubt. Stronger, faster. Like
is
I could do
more.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you were holding back.
Yeah, for sure.
All those years.
Well, I'm saying at the end.
not
when I was 25.
I gotcha.
So you're saying if the Jets have to give you a call week 7, week 8, you can give us a few weeks.
I mean, one time, one game.
One game.
I could go do it, but no, don't call me.
Right. You don't want the hits.
No.
You know, one of the things that we talk about with injuries, and this is everybody, you know my brother.
Yep.
He just had that disability evaluation.
Yeah.
And you have to score like a 9 to get disabled, and that's all things, joints, knees, shoulders, elbows, all that stuff.
Yep.
He scored a 21, which means he's basically disabled, and they kept asking him about pain.
Yeah,
and he said, "Well, you know, I just have a good pain tolerance, or I have a high pain tolerance." Yeah. But pain is one of the big things that former athletes, particular football players, go through. Even if you're healthy, you're going to go through some level of pain. Tell us about Vertex Pharmaceuticals and what you're doing with them, because I mean, I think it's changed you and changed your life and can help others as well.
No doubt, and I think that's the thing I've really liked about opening up about my journey. Certainly my recovery and my injury, as crazy as it was, but like you said it, the funny thing is it's not just a certainty for football players.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is a certainty for everybody,
that's
right? Like when you think
point.
About it, like everybody deals with pain, right? Like it is a part of the human experience. And yet, and you know this, like it is a conversation that is taboo,
mm-hmm.
right? Like it's often an afterthought. Like when you have an injury, like orthopedically, I was on every step that I had to do physically, but at the end, you just got discharged with some pain meds and like sent to go home. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a, like one size fits all. There weren't many options. And again, there's a lot of stigma around it. And certainly for us, you try to be tough,
right?
You're going to tough it out. And it just doesn't have to be that way, right? And it shouldn't be that way. And so, yeah, pumped to partner with Vertex to kind of change the narrative around this again, because it's such a universal experience. And yet it's so personal,
right? Of course.
Right? It affects how you're a dad,
how
you go to work, like certainly if you're playing, or like, again, how I'm as a husband and how I engage with my community, right? Like it affects everything. And it's not a matter of if, but when. And just empowering people. Like, I wish I could go back and talk to myself, right? Like, have these conversations. Mm. There are no dumb questions. Ask your doctor about the options out there, right? Like, have these develop a plan for you, right? Because, again, it is so personal. And trying to change that narrative around that for anybody dealing with pain. And if anybody's out there and like needs some help, go check out the website, paingameplan.com. There's a bunch of resources on there. Again, ask your doctor about other options. Again, we all know some of the consequences of some of this stuff. Like I went home from the hospital with a rescue med, right?
Wow, what does that mean?
I had so many, opiates that like, listen, and that was the only option. Like my wife was given a rescue med to go home because like in case something happens, and we were scared to death and like, she keeping everything under lock and key.
Dude, that would have terrified me, dude.
Yeah,
I'll feel the pain for months.
To your point, like that's the alternative,
right?
You hit the nail on the head. Like that's the alternative, and yet, then I'd be asleep. I wouldn't be asleep. I'd be lying in bed at night, like in pain, can't get through a night's sleep. And those are your options, right? Like, and that's just not the case. And again, there's more options out there. Ask your doctor. Go find out what works for you. You know. And again, like, why is it like, why is it taboo? Like it shouldn't be. Again, like this is something that we all deal with.
Right.
And when you're in it, like everything takes a back seat. Yeah, it's like, true. Again, it's debilitating and overwhelming.
Even
so.
For like Evan, you had back issues.
Well, I got hit by a taxi while riding my bike.
Back pain is so bad.
Yes.
Oh, you can't even like roll over. You can't sneeze.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. And then it comes and goes out of absolutely nowhere.
Yep.
That's the crazy thing about the back.
Right. Paingameplan.com.
Yeah, go check it out for anybody dealing with it. Again, try to like just change the way that we have these conversations, empower people to go. You steer the ship, right? Like, again, no dumb questions. Get your doctor, your care team. Find out the options out there.
We have Alex Smith with us live in studio. So when you were taken number one overall, did anyone prank phone call you?
Like, no, man. Like, thankfully, from a technology standpoint, like, it's still like flip phones. I didn't even have social media. I was like before MySpace. No. God, no.
What is it like? Because obviously Cam Ward's dealing with it.
Yep.
The pressures of not just being picked in the first round, but being picked with, hey, you're the number one guy. You're our franchise quarterback. What advice would you give to Cam and really anyone else who comes in the league facing that kind of pressure?
Yeah, like this is funny. This time of year, you know, being the number one pick, it was 20 years ago, right?
This is half a lifetime.
Half a lifetime ago for me, and it changed my life. Like, listen, I was playing in the Mountain West at Utah, a 20-year-old kid. I came out here to New York at the Javits Center, you know, and again, you're on like, commissioner calls your name, all of a sudden you're on the cover of every newspaper in the country. Like, I never expected that. You're not prepared for that. And certainly I wasn't at that point. I think the thing that I look at, the expectations haven't changed. Like, what Cam's facing is, I mean, yeah, it's there,
right?
He's so much more prepared for this, though, right? Like, he's been to three schools and done this. The college sport has been professionalized. Like, he's dealt with expectations. He's moved to a new school and city, dealt with expectations and delivered and handled it. And he did it again, right? Like, his college career is longer because there's a marketplace at the college level. Like, these guys stay in school longer, right? Like, they have a better career.
They're making money.
They're making money. Like, he's had a better career. Like, think about the level up he's gone. Think about Jaden Daniels. You play all that time at Arizona State. And then you decide to go to LSU, the SEC, and then you go deliver there, and then you're the two pick. Like, again, it's a much more natural progression for these guys that have had, they're a little older. Mm-hmm. Like, all these guys have had a much bigger career. I think they're more self-assured about who they are. And the other thing I think that is part of this, like, again, they've already been a professional athlete, essentially. Like, I went from, you were afraid to get a free sandwich in college. and back then, with the no rookie wage scale, like, I was the number one pick. I signed one of the biggest contracts
ever.
Like, certainly on the team, and like, there was even more weight. Now with the rookie wage scale and the way things work, it's a little more earned. Like, I just think it's a healthier situation. I think these guys are far more prepared. And I think Cam, like, there's a reason we've seen such phenomenal rookie play from quarterbacks, especially here in the last couple years. I think Cam's going to keep that going.
Right. Now, you mentioned something interesting that about how young you were, and yeah. some of these guys are older, but you're young, and it really is hard to play in the NFL.
Yes.
The speed is the stuff you have to learn, the complication of the game plans.
Yep.
And a lot of kids crash out of it. But you're so unique because you're one of the few that felt like you were crashing out,
yeah.
but then you made it.
Yeah.
Why was it different for you than most?
I think one thing is I think it's unique, and I'm really grateful for this, that like that Sam Fran was patient with me. Mm. They easily could have.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Shit me off. Look here in New York. You don't have to look much further.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? Like, they shipped they off a guy that's pretty talented. You look at Cleveland. Like they had Baker Mayfield. Did he not show what he was about? And they shipped him off. Like I think easily the Niners could have done that. And they gave me another try. Mm. And that's rare. That like think about how rare that is. There's right. not many organizations that are patient, especially with a number one overall pick. And it was you know, it was dysfunctional there, like and myself included,
right?
And but they stuck with me and gave me another chance to finally turn it around.
The thing I wonder about, and you sat for what, 4 or 5 weeks before you were thrown in there as a starting quarterback?
I played the fourth week, yeah.
The fourth week, all yeah, right? So you yes. sat for a brief amount of time.
And then they traded him, though. They traded the only quarterback that actually had any experience, Tim Rattay. They shipped him off at the same time, which like baffling.
Would it have been better for
that
you?
Really makes no sense.
Would it have been better for you to sit an entire season?
Yes.
Obviously, you're on the other end of it with
yes.
Mahomes, and now the Giants are thinking of doing it with Jackson Dart. It would have benefited you to sit.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
There's not a one size fits all thing, and I don't want to say that. Like this isn't. Again, I was 20. I played in the spread option in college. I played every snap in the shotgun. And it was still a day where that was seen as gimmicky, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I had to ask permission to get in the shotgun on third down, like in the NFL. And all of a sudden, I started playing with a fullback and a tight end. Like, it was such a drastic difference in style of play, which that's also changed, right? Like, we've seen the college game come in now. I remember, listen, I ran for 1,000 yards in college. I didn't have a single designed QB run until year 7. Jim Harbaugh had to finally come in. It was year 7 when I had a designed run drawn up for me. Like I felt there was a stigma around me being a pro quarterback.
Right.
Like I had to become this. So I felt like I had to be something different than myself. So I definitely needed to sit. Like I for sure. Again, I was 20.
Right.
Yes.
Now that's, some that's of these guys very young.
Some of these guys that have come in young. Now and like yeah, you're 23, 24. The game looks similar now to college. Like they could come in and use their skill set right away. Which is better, by the way. It's so much better now.
Right, you said it's not one size fits all. Do you think Mahomes would have been ready to play right away?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Now, and this is the crux. Like, if you're an organization and you're taking somebody early, especially us, we traded up to go get him, why would you risk it? Hmm. Right, like, why? There's a gamble by just throwing a kid out there.
Sure.
Like, you can get worse. You can develop bad habits. You can develop scar tissue. You can get hit upside the head and make mistakes and dig yourself a hole. And we talked about expectations, but like I did that. Like, let me tell you this: every guy that's drafted in the first round, this word "bust" like haunts you, right? Like you don't, that's not what you want, right? Mm-hmm. It's your name. Like again, like this is for you. And so, if you dig yourself a hole, it only mounts. Mm. And again, we've seen it here in this city. Like, roll a guy out there early and like, hey, cross your fingers and we're just going to hope for the best. Like, right. Why wouldn't you develop a plan? Like, look at what happened in Green Bay too. Could Patrick have played? Yes. But like, why risk it? Look at they're reaping the rewards of this. Like, again, to develop him. Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers before that. Like, I mean, they've had 40 years of sound franchise quarterback play.
I didn't even think about it when you said that.
Just doing it diligently as opposed to like, why would you just flip a coin? Especially you're spending all this draft capital on a guy. I just don't, the risk reward isn't there. So like, why wouldn't you do everything in your power to ensure that you made this investment in a young kid that when he does step on the field, I'm going to make sure that the pieces around him are in place and that he is far enough along that it gives him the best chance at success.
Right. One of the things that I think is important, and I've said this every time we talk about young quarterbacks getting drafted, is it matters where they go. It matters the circumstance that they go into. And what I mean specifically is offensive coordinator and quarterback coach who's developing that kid. Because if you go somewhere where it's not set, the kid's ruined. He doesn't really have a chance. Now, you had some really good coordinators over the years.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jim Harbaugh, who you talked about. But once you went to Kansas City with Andy Reid, Matt Nagy was there, Doug Peterson was there. Then when you were in Washington, Kevin O'Connell was there. It's like all these names, when you go look at your history, there were these, like the minds that are leading the best teams in football. Talk about how important that is. And tell me specifically, because here in New York, we have Mike Kafka, who you know.
I was with him.
Quality control for a year when you were in Kansas City. And what his task is going to be with a Jackson Dart.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's what's special and unique about football, right? Like, take a manager in baseball. Like, how much impact does he have in a game? Like, I mean, he does like the starting lineup. And now with the DH, like you don't even there's not even a double switch anymore in the NL.
Isn't that a shame, Alex?
In basketball, like it's 5-on-5. Like if you get a dominant player, a dominant two players together, like there's not a, like, don't get me, I'm not undermining.
Right.
But like in football, you come up with the system, right? The week to week game plan. And then you call every single play, right? Like if you got a great play caller, which is a lot of art more than science, right? Like he's just going to put you in great situations all the time, right? Because of his feel for the game. And like, so he has such an impact on a quarterback's development, on his chances at success. Like think about, this is the best thing about Andy Reid, in my opinion. Like think about all the quarterbacks that have played for him, going back to even Philly,
right?
Like the different, Donovan, there's such different Michael, skill sets. Yeah. Think about like Coy Detmer, and he had like all these different guys that like stepped in and played, and all the different skill sets. They look differently. The best thing about Andy Reid is like it's not a cookie cutter thing, right? Like his system, it's like well, what do you do well? I'm gonna put you out there in a position to succeed and tailor this offense to you. The offense, let me tell you, looks different with Patrick than it did with me, right? and so that's the beauty of being with a great offensive mind and a great head coach is again like them understanding football and putting their players in a good position. And so as a young quarterback coming in, and I'm a huge Jackson Dart fan. I think this is a great situation. I think Brian Daboll is like a phenomenal offensive mind. Right. And you mentioned Mike Kafka. I think he's right there with him. And I think he's going to be a head coach in this league. Now, their backs up are against the wall, right? Like, I hope they get themselves out of this and like some stability for a young quarterback for Jackson Dart that he won't have to have a new system, right? Like,
because that's what that also kills you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had 7 coordinators in my first 7 years. Right? Like, it just is a recipe.
I don't think I realize that.
Yeah. You just never get to an advanced level of football. And I think for Jackson here to have guys in the room that have played, right, that he can learn from, he can watch how they prepare, how they handle a Monday after a tough game or a Wednesday practice or like, you know, just all the little things on how to be a pro. And there won't be this rush necessarily to get him out there before he's ready.
Does it matter, and we're talking to Alex Smith, does it matter if he's the backup quarterback or the third string quarterback or if he's getting third team reps or second team reps? Does that matter?
No, not in my opinion. I think in some ways you can learn from watching, right? Like you can. And again, he'll get reps in camp and training camp and in the offseason. But once the season starts, like it's different. Backup, you know, your scout team, third string, you're not getting a whole lot. You might mix in there a little, but you can still develop, and I think the biggest thing is to have a front row seat to the starter, right? Like, and especially you got guys that have played, and so you're going to get to see how they handle a work week, how they prepare, how early they're coming in, how are they handling pressures, how they handling the third down blitz package, right? Like red zone, like the compartmentalizing a game plan and all that goes into being.
It's interesting you bring that up because you were in a unique situation again because they drafted essentially your replacement, Pat Mahomes.
Yes,
but the experience that I had with Eli. When Kurt Warner came in, like, he was just brought here to mentor Eli.
Yeah.
And it was difficult. And I feel, in a sense, maybe Jameis and Russell are that as well. So, like, that's challenging for a guy who has to go play.
For
like,
sure.
You're going to play because you know you're going to win 12 games. You're going to get in the postseason.
Yeah.
And Kansas City's going to make a run. And, at some point, they're going to move on to Pat Mahomes. But this is your team
right
now.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're
this
right.
This doesn't feel like that with this Giants. Like,
you're
it's,
right.
It's an in-waiting situation.
I think communication's key in this. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Like, I knew that was my team that year.
Yeah.
Like, that made abundantly clear to me by Andy Reid. Right? Like, there were no surprises. I knew that. And I think the thing that then I know that there is some similarities, especially to Russ, is like, listen, that was year 13 for me. The reality is I had a chance to show that I could play winning football in the NFL, right? Like that I'm a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not Patrick was there, like, didn't change that. Like, if I didn't play winning football, guess what? Like, I was going to be gone the next year anyway,
mm-hmm.
right? They would find somebody else. And that's the reality of where Russ is at, I think, right? Like, still proving that, like, he's a guy, that he's one of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the league. And whether it's in New York or somewhere else, like, he's playing for that. And I think if he's looking over his shoulder, he won't play to his full ability. And I think that's what hit me, right? Like, Russ's potential and where he's going in his career has, and Jackson Dart, like, those two things don't conflict,
right?
Like, Jackson's trying to reach his potential. Right. Russ, you're trying to reach yours still and play to your best of your ability. Like, those things don't conflict as much as the media is going to try and create that.
Well, in your case, you're the quarterback of a team that's been in the postseason. You're relatively young. You're like 32 years old. It's not like you're 42 years old. Did they catch you off guard when they drafted Mahomes, or did they kind of give you a heads up of, hey, we may be drafting your replacement?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it was a possibility. Right? Like, no certainties in the draft. You didn't know it was how it was going to play out, but I knew they loved Patrick. I knew potentially we were going to move up and get him, but it does hurt. Like, you're thinking, like, again, we were a really good football team at that point. We'd won the division a bunch of years in a row. I'm going to Pro Bowls, and you're like, man, we could have got a receiver.
Right.
You know, like, we could have got a playmaker, you know? And so I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but I think at some point you got to move forward. And that was the reality for me, that, like, I still had the keys to the car, so to speak. And, like, if I'm looking over my shoulder, man, I'm distracted already and I don't have a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Which team do you identify most with at the end of the day?
I mean, I'm fortunate enough, I played for three great organizations, but, like, listen, I played 8 years with the Niners, you know, and it's still home. I live there. I married a Barrier girl. Like, so it's special to my, I had the five best years of my career were in Kansas City, and that regime's still there, right? Like, I still, that Andy, I got so many friends on that coaching staff and still in that locker room. So, you know, special there. So, yeah, it's tough, but in some ways, fortunate. I got two, three.
You mentioned you like Jackson Dart. What do you like about Jackson Dart?
For one, I mean, I like, from afar, the skill set, right? Like, again, I think he's got the build. Like, this guy can make all the throws. He's got a big-time arm. I think physically he can do some things with his legs, which I think you have to be able to do. I think it gives you a big leg up at the NFL level. But the processing, I think playing for Lane, I think that's a good – I mean, this guy knows offensive football, right? He's had to process and deal with that stuff. And in the SEC, it's basically as close as you're going to get to the NFL and has done it. And I've gotten to know him a little bit. Listen, he's a Salt Lake kid. His dad went to University of Utah. Unfortunately, for some reason, he didn't go there. But again, I think he's got the makeup. I think he's a humble kid. I think he's, like, really respectful. I think he's ready for this. I think he's going to come in with the right mindset, you know, to go to work and get better. He's not a finished product, but he's got a big ceiling.
He's got beautiful hair, too.
He's got nice flow.
Can't leave that out.
Nice
flow. What are
you
talking about? I got beautiful hair.
Alex, we appreciate you coming in.
Yes.
Very cool. Tell us again what you're doing with Vertex Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, again, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, just, you know, changing the narrative around anybody dealing with pain. Again, advocating, this is something, again, that is universal, but obviously very personal to whoever's going through it. And, you know, listen, go talk to your doctor, talk to your care team about developing a game plan for you, right? Specific for you. There are more options than you think. For anybody that needs resources, there's a website, paingameplan.com. There's a bunch of stuff on there, right? Like, go ask your doctor about all the options, even non-opiate options. There's more out there than you think. Again, it doesn't have to be this way.
Thank you, Alex. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Alex.
Alex Smith joining us.